Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, September 25th, 2017. There was a church shooting in Tennessee yesterday which claimed the life of one person and injured several others, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the Abbot of Russia. Details of the new Republican tax plan have been leaking out, and Senator John McCain opened up about his medical condition. CNN and the Associated Press are reporting that the Burnett Chapel Church of Christ in Antioch, Tennessee, was the site of an armed attack yesterday when a masked gunman, 25-year-old Emmanuel Sampson, a Sudanese with legal U.S. residency, approached the church as services were letting out and opened fire, killing 39-year-old Melanie Smith. The gunman then went around to a rear entry of the church, entered, and again opened fire, injuring six people inside with gunfire and pistol whipping another. A brave usher jumped into action, fighting back against Sampson, and in the course of the struggle, Sampson accidentally shot himself. He is being treated at a local hospital. Witness Minerva Rosa.
The guy came from the right side of the church, and he was just shooting. He came right to the middle and shoot more. Wow. No, he came running in front of the church from the parking lot, and he was shooting, and then he stand in the pulpit, and he started shooting more and looking to his left. And that's when he came in the front, in the middle. And then this guy came and fighting with him and tackling him down.
So the gunman made it all the way up to the pulpit?
The pulpit, and he shot a couple times, and he came back. And he was trying to go to the front of the door again. He don't talk. He just keep holding the hand, like the gun like this, and, you know, like moving like that.
Today's quote of the day comes from Servant of God Dorothy Day. I really only love God as much as I love the person I love the least. Today in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Saint Sergius. Sergius was actually born Bartholomew, of high noble status, in the early 14th century to Kirill and Maria. He struggled with his education, especially in learning to read. According to his biography, a spiritual elder gave him a piece of holy bread to eat, and from that moment on he was miraculously able to read. After his parents' death, Bartholomew and his brother Stefan moved into the forest and built a small wooden church, which would be the foundation of the renowned Trinity Lavra of St. Sergius, the spiritual center of the Russian Orthodox Church. Bartholomew took religious vows and adopted the name Sergius and lived in the forest as a hermit. Others came to join him and would later ask him to be their superior. He was then ordained a priest. Sergius died in his late 70s in 1392 and is recognized as saint by the Catholic Church, Orthodox churches, and also the Anglican Church. Saint Sergius, pray for us. Axios is reporting that since Friday, details have been leaking out about President Trump and the GOP's proposed plans to revamp the tax system. Reportedly, the new tax system will reduce the top tax rate for the wealthiest Americans to 35%, and it will reduce taxes on both big and small businesses. For businesses operated by sole proprietorship and small businesses, the tax rate will be cut to 25%. Republicans are also aiming to double the standard deduction and to eliminate a loophole by which the wealthy rearrange their affairs so that they can be taxed at the small business rate. CNN reports that Senator John McCain was interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes last night. When asked if he voted no on the health care bill in retaliation for President Trump's having said he was not a war hero, McCain said, quote, "If I took offense at everybody who has said something about me or disparaged me or something like that, life is too short. You've got to move on. And on an issue of this importance to the nation, for me to worry about a personal relationship, then I'm not doing my job." When asked about his brain cancer prognosis, this was his response.
It's very serious. That the prognosis is very, very serious. Some say 3%, some say 14%. It's a very poor prognosis. So I just said, I understand. Now we're going to do what we can, get the best doctors we can find, and do the best we can. And at the same time, celebrate with gratitude a life well lived.
In this Celestial Musings, The Sun reports that London Mayor Sadiq Khan yesterday compared President Trump's rhetoric in calling for a total shutdown of United States borders to ISIS's rhetoric. Khan says that those who claim that Muslims cannot be Westerners and Muslims at the same time are trying to divide our communities. Mayor Khan, with all due respect, the only ones trying to divide our communities are the ones who are blowing up people into bits, running over innocent civilians in trucks, and throwing acid in the faces of people minding their business and going about their lives. They are quite literally dividing our communities. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network, king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.